Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, the very next verse, verse 11, says this: but the Roman officer in charge of the prisoners didn't listen to Paul. Instead, he followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Okay, have you ever been given bad advice? Yes. Have you ever been overruled by an expert, like an owner or a pilot? Yes. Have the so-called experts in your life always been right? Absolutely not.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will show you how God can help you get back up and dust yourself off, even after a major setback in life. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com. or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called When a Setback Isn't Your Fault.
It's often easier to deal with a setback when you know that you caused it by your own mistakes. It feels more unfair when you're going through a storm or you're going through a setback or you're going through suffering that was caused by other people's mistakes, by their poor decisions, or even by their sins. And you're the innocent party that gets hurt, or you feel the brunt of their consequences, or somebody else's harmful decisions affects you. Now, those of you who have been deeply hurt by other people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, maybe right now you're dealing with a setback from a divorce that you did not want, or maybe you're paying the price of a bankruptcy that wasn't your fault. Or maybe you inherited some problems from your parents. Or maybe you lost your job because the company got bought out. That's not your fault, but you're feeling that setback. You know, I know some of you have really struggled with your identity and your emotions and your mental and physical health because of some evil person who abused you. And as your pastor, I grieve with you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what was done to you. Now, these are the major storms of life. They're not your fault when somebody else brings them into your life, but they can wreak havoc on your health and on your hope and on your happiness. Now, this is the kind of setback that I want us to consider today. And I want us to see how God helps us and turns these kind of setbacks into comebacks. Now, in Acts chapter 27, you can take out your message notes, or if you've got a Bible, open to Acts chapter 27. All the verses we're going to look at are in that chapter. There's a very dramatic example of how we often suffer because of the foolish choices of other people, the ones they make, and how you need to trust God for a comeback from setbacks that were caused by other people's dumb decisions. This is the story of how Paul survived a storm and a shipwreck that wasn't his fault. Now, let me give you the background. The Apostle Paul had always wanted to go to Rome to preach the gospel, and it was his greatest desire and his greatest dream to go and preach in the Colosseum. Rome was the greatest, the most powerful, the most influential city in the world at the time. But the way that God got Paul to Rome was not through a preaching series, but through being a prisoner. Paul had been unfairly put on trial for a crime that he didn't commit, but because he was a Roman citizen, he had the right to appeal to Caesar in capital offense cases. So he did. And he used his appeal to Caesar to actually get a free ticket to Rome. Now we're going to pick up the story where Paul is put on a prison ship in Crete, which is an island in the Mediterranean Sea, and he's headed for Rome, and the ship is docked there on this island of Crete, but the crew has spent too much time on shore leave, and now the autumn winter was turning into, weather was turning into winter, and it would now be unsafe for them to sail in the middle of the winter. So God tells Paul to warn the captain of this prison ship that they should wait until winter's over, and then they would sail smoothly. But the whole crew gets impatient, and they didn't wait. And they would sail into a massive storm, they would be shipwrecked, and they'd all likely die. Paul passes on what God told him about this, but they ignored it. And just as Paul had warned them, the ship was destroyed in a huge storm. Now, there at the top of your outline, Acts chapter 27, verse 41 says this: the ship struck a reef and ran aground, and it was repeatedly smashed by the force of the storm's waves, and the ship began to break apart. This is the story of Paul's shipwreck. Actually, Paul was in three different shipwrecks in his lifetime, if you can imagine that. What does this story have to do with you today, 2,000 years later? Well, it actually answers three very important questions. First, what causes people to make bad choices that create setbacks and storms for other people? That's covered in this passage. Number two, what do you need to know about the storms and setbacks that aren't your fault? We're going to look at that. And number three, what do you need to remember when you're in a storm that's wrecking your ship and you feel hopeless? Okay, we're going to look at these questions. Now, what causes people to make bad choices, to make dumb decisions that cause setbacks and storms for other people? Well, that's what this story illustrates. And so you might write this down. Number one, what causes people to make bad decisions is this. First, when we listen to ungodly advice. When we listen to ungodly advice. Let's pick up the story, Acts chapter 27, verse 9 and 10. Much time had been lost, and the day of fasting had passed, so now it had become dangerous to sail because of the fall weather. So Paul warned the sailors with this advice: men, I have perceived that our voyage is going to be disastrous. God had told him this. And if we sail now, we'll lose the cargo, we'll lose the ship, and likely we'll lose our own lives too. Now, the very next verse, verse 11, says this: but the Roman officer in charge of the prisoners didn't listen to Paul. Instead, he followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Okay, let's look at this for just a minute. Have you ever been given bad advice? Yes. Have you ever been overruled by an expert, like an owner or a pilot? Yes. Have the so-called experts in your life always been right? Absolutely not. You know, I've noticed as a pastor that some people use experts to validate their biases. What they do is they go around asking experts until they find somebody who actually agrees with them, and then that's the expert they listen to. So they really don't want advice. They just want somebody to reinforce what they already want to do. Now, I don't want to belabor this. I just want to make this simple point and go on to the next verse. But when God tells you not to do something, ignore all the experts who tell you to do it, because they're going to be wrong.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I've noticed as a pastor that some people use experts to validate their biases. What they do is they go around asking experts until they find somebody who actually agrees with them, and then that's the expert they listen to. So they really don't want advice. They just want somebody to reinforce what they already want to do. Now, I don't want to belabor this. I just want to make this simple point and go on to the next verse. But when God tells you not to do something, ignore all the experts who tell you to do it, because they're going to be wrong. All right? When we listen to ungodly advice, even the experts, the pilots and the captains who are supposed to know what they're doing. The second reason people sail into storms and they shipwreck their lives is this: when we copy the crowd. In other words, when we do what's popular, when we go with the flow, when we say, but everybody is doing it, when we copy the crowd, and that's verse 12. It says this: then the crew decided that they should go ahead and sail up the coast of Crete because the majority, circle that, the majority wanted to spend the winter in Phoenix, and it had a nice harbor. Isn't it interesting that 2,000 years later, people still want to spend the winter in Phoenix? It's a different Phoenix, because this Phoenix today doesn't have a harbor. But history shows that the majority is often wrong. And here's what it says. The majority said, let's go ahead and do it. Majority is often wrong. Story after story in the Bible, like when the 12 spies were sent in to spy out the land of Israel, and 10 of them came back and said, we can't do it. And two said, we can. Joshua and Caleb said, we can. And they ended up spending the rest of their lives walking around in circles in the wilderness until that generation died off because the experts were wrong. Now, just as often as the experts are wrong, the majority is often wrong. You know, there are 276 people on this ship, the Bible tells us. And so when they took a vote, the vote was 273-3, Paul and his two companions, one of them being Luke, who wrote this story. Now, I imagine when they took this vote and the majority decided, let's go ahead and do it, even though Paul says, don't, God says, don't. I imagine Paul's just shaking his head going, you guys have no idea about the storm you're about to sail into. Let me ask you, can you think of anybody who shipwrecked their life because they followed the crowd? Okay, they copied the crowd. They did what was popular. Yes, and we see it every single day. Now, the second reason people sail into storms and shipwreck their lives, as I said, was because they copied the crowd. But then there's a third reason. When we count on circumstances instead of Christ, that's the next verse. We're going to get into trouble. We're going to have setbacks. We're going to run into storm when we count on our circumstances. We listen to our circumstances more than Christ. Just because it may look good doesn't mean it is good. Verse 13, Acts 27, it says this: when a gentle wind began to blow from the south, the crew thought, notice this phrase, the crew thought they had obtained what they wanted. The crew thought they'd obtain what they wanted. They had this gentle breeze. They go, this is great. Let's go. And their plan would work. So they pulled up anchor and they sailed as close as possible to the shoreline of Crete. Question. Have you ever thought that you were getting exactly what you wanted and later realized that you were headed right into a storm? That's what happened here. Let me give you another question. Is it possible that what you think you really want in life might just be setting you up for a shipwreck? See, when we pay attention to circumstances, we don't listen to what God says. We listen to what the crowd says, and we do what circumstances say. Again, it doesn't matter how favorable something looks. It says they found a favorable, gentle wind. If something looks favorable, but God has already said no, or not now, or not yet, you're going to sail into a disaster. Have you ever heard this justification? Well, it feels right, so it must be right. Or it feels good, so it must be good. You know, that's bad logic. And I've noticed that what people actually get when they get what they think they want, that they find out it's never as good as they thought it was going to be. So why should I never trust my circumstances? Because they change constantly. And they actually can change overnight. They can change immediately. Acts 27 verse 14 says this, but shortly afterward, after they made the decision to ignore what God had said to them, shortly afterward, the weather changed suddenly and a wind of hurricane force came out of the northeast and blew the ship out to sea. Houston, we have a problem. They're trying to go up the coast of Crete, and now they're blown out to sea, and they're at the mercy of this storm. So what am I saying? Listening to ungodly advice, copying the crowd, and relying on circumstances, it feels good, it looks good, will always get you into trouble. Now, the next thing we learn from this story is, what do I need to know about storms? Because if you don't know what storms and setbacks can do to you, you'll likely be manipulated by them. Now, it's very important to be aware of what storms do to you in life so that you don't fall for these traps. So let me give you three traps that storms do in your life, and they're all in that passage of Acts 27. Number one, when you're in a storm, when you're in a setback, storms can cause me to drift. They cause me to drift from my goal. That's verse 15. It says this, the ship was caught up in the storm and the wind was so strong they couldn't sail against it. They lost all control, so they stopped trying and they gave up and they let the wind drive them drifting in every direction. Now that verse is packed with insight. And I want you to look at it again, because notice five ways that a setback can unconsciously dominate your life. He says in that verse, first, in a storm, you tend to lose control of your plan. Okay? You're not in control anymore. Second, you stop trying because you're tired, and you're tired of fighting the winds and the waves. Third, it says you give up. Fourth, it says you're pressure-driven instead of purpose-driven. It says we let the wind just blow us wherever. And number five, you drift. And you drift in every direction. That's what happens when you get in a storm. Now, there's a voice inside of you that keeps saying, what's the use of trying? Why try to save this? Why try to make this thing work? What's the use in working so hard? Why make the effort? Is it worth it? Those are all things that come when we start to go through storms. Now, let me just get real in your face about this. Have you let storms and setbacks cause mission drift in your life? Have you lost your focus? You know, in storms, we often foolishly try to control the uncontrollable, but you can't. You try to go against the wind, but it's just going to go this way and that way. Verse 17 of the same chapter, it says this, then the crew tied ropes around the ship to try to hold it together. This is a huge storm. and it's being battered back and forth. And in the middle of this storm, they get these giant ropes trying to tie the ship to hold it all together. Now, I don't know how in the world they would do that when they're rocking and tossing in the waves in the dark of night. Now, doing this would be difficult in good weather, but as we learn later, it's 14 days of bad weather. This just shows how fearful they were. They're trying to tie ropes around it to hold it together. So let me ask you another personal question. What kind of ropes have you been trying to use to hold it all together? What kind of ropes have you been trying to use to keep it all from falling apart? And we're going to look at a better alternative about that in just a minute. But the first thing you need to know is that when you're in a storm, okay, things are going to kind of fall apart, and you need to realize that they can cause you to drift. Number two, the second thing we learn in this story is that storms can cause me to discard. Not just to drift, but to discard. Discard what? To discard what I used to value. In other words, your priorities and your values often change when you're in pain. Your priorities and values often change after a setback, some kind of setback that you don't know, am I going to get out of this?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, we want to let you know that if you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell us about today's special offer.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You're going to run out of gas. Maybe you've been feeling that way lately. Often it's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. And the truth is, you've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. Now, the best way to do that is to get into God's Word. It's the soul food. It's the spiritual food for your soul. And that's why I put together a new interactive guide called Re-energize Your Life. This resource will help you learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. And so what it does is just step by step, you begin a journey of personal renewal. And it's a hands-on guide, very practical, to take you at your own pace. You don't have to rush this, okay? This is not a book or a journal that you go through fast. In fact, I encourage you to stop and spend time in each section where you need the most encouragement. You'll not only benefit from the biblical wisdom that's included, but you're going to learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Now, let me just mention a couple of things that you're going to discover in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the steps to how to let Jesus lighten your load. Does that sound good? You need your load lightened? Well, we talk about it in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the three biblical steps for managing stress the way Jesus did. You're going to learn five ways to build margin into your life. Very important principle. And even the principle of the Sabbath is a margin principle. You're going to learn how to determine what matters most. A lot of the confusion and fatigue comes in your life is because we give major attention to minor things. Not everything in your life matters. Not everything has to get done. We can help you learn to clarify what the difference between what's urgent and what's important. There's a whole lot more that I don't have time to get into, but the pages of Re-Energize Your Life Journal are packed with full-color devotionals and Bible verses and teaching that's going to dramatically impact your spiritual life, not just today, but forever. So don't miss out. I hope you'll get this resource that we want to provide to you through Daily Hope.
Call 800-600-5004 to get yours. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.